In the first stages, magnitude. But in the highest consideration, quality. For self-interest, to save your own self, your soul, you may sacrifice the whole of the world, the universe.
Quality.
Oh, there's the question of quality.
Not quantity.
Yes, quality.
In the first stage, primacy, you can see supporting quantity.
Mm. And so long quantity.
Yeah.
But the last decision,
there is quality seeking.
Atmarthi, Pratibhintagi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhakti Mosai, jane neta? Eta sune chan, chanak koris. Your inner conscience took you, did not betray you, took you to your Acharya, Guru Maharaj. You can't eliminate or neglect that spiritual conscience, your inner vice.
And how to ensure that it is not some, manodharm, some concoction?
Of course, as long as you do not come into conclusion, you must follow the general. But if there is a picking, that can't, you can't tolerate, you will try to adjust with the opinions of the so many. But if such circumstance arises that you can't accommodate with, you can't accept them, in that case, it will always be biting, the conscience will be biting you. If such cases occurs, then we cannot but do the same thing. Atmarthi Pratibhintajit. I must follow my own, my religious guide, inner guide.
But
I may not continue to be a hypocrite's life.
But on the spiritual path, we place in the highest value sadhu sangha.
Yes, of course we will be always open. If I find that this is in many events it is proved, then I must not have overconfidence in me. Not overconfidence. I shall try, to give proper consideration. Properly weigh their opinion and advice. But in the last resort, I am talking like that. We shall try to accommodate them as much as possible. Won't believe my own self so much.
Yes.
So much that they are all false, all wrong, and I am right. Not that sort of pride should be encouraged. But still the highest faculty of decision is I cannot go on with to be a hypocrite's life, an artificial life. Artificial life. The last position would be that. That does not mean that I shall indulge all my sentiments to be the godly and the other all bogus.
Yes.
I don't talk like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I want to say, which conscience has guided you towards the lotus feet of the spiritual master? That can never be gone.
Who did that come from? That conscience? From Krishna? From Jivatma? From
that is generally Kripa Siddha. Sri Guru.
Guru.
Generally. Chaitya Guru.
Chaitya Guru.
Chaitya Guru. The Guru, internal. And Mahanta Guru, outside. In the beginning, Mahanta Guru is necessary, indispensable. But in higher stage, Chaitya Guru comes to our help. In absence of Mahanta Guru, we can go on with our life, accepting the guidance under the direction of Chaitanya Guru.
When the Guru he appears to us in our consciousness through his instructions, is that Chaitanya Guru or our...
Chaitanya Guru. In the absence of our Guru, whether when Mahanta Guru is living or not, suppose Mahanta Guru is living,
yes,
and I am somewhere in the distant place,
yes,
and I have to take a decision immediately,
yes,
what I am to do. No possibility is there that I get an order from him and then do immediate action to be taken. Then I shall ask myself, what my Guru in such positions wants me to do.
Yeah.
I shall do that. So after the departure of our Mahanta Guru, I shall ask myself, what my Guru should want me to do in such circumstances. I shall do that.
In that direction?
As much as I can conjecture his advice to me, I shall do that.
And that is Chaitanya Guru.
Chaitanya Guru. That is, then I am sincere. More cannot be expected from me.
Yes.
He will see. He will look up.
Yes. I was thinking, Gadadhar Pandit, he did not want to hear the explanations of Ballava Acharya on Krishna Nam. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know only Yashoda Nandana and another name of Krishna. He said, I cannot know any more names. When Ballava went to Gadadhar Pandit and said, won't you hear my explanations of Krishna Nam? And he was perplexed. He knew this would not please Mahaprabhu, but he didn't want to disturb Ballava. So he thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in my heart, and he knows.
Other followers of Chaitanya Dev was enraged with Gadadhar Pandit. Yeah. Why do you give intelligence to this Ballava who is not faithful to our master? You are giving intelligence. But Gadadhar Pandit, with some tolerant spirit, did not disturb him. He came and talked something, though not very pleased, Gadadhar Pandit, but still he was going tolerating. This shows this is justified when by such tolerance he was attracted, Gadadhar Pandit attracted Ballabhacharya, and Ballabhacharya became his disciple. So then the tolerance, the meaning of tolerance came out.
Ballabhacharya became disciple of
Gadadhar. Madhur Rasa. He appreciated Madhur Rasa. He got admission into Madhur Rasa. And it took mantram from Gadadhar Pandit.
No.
So Gadadhar Pandit's toleration came with meaning in flying color.
Because sometimes, because in our society we're all very new to this, that we may make some mistakes in terms of etiquette, or we may not speak properly. So I've taken help from this verse from Chaitanya.
You see, Krishna Lila accommodates everything, even mistake. A mistake sometimes goes upper than a right event or deed. It may be.
How is that?
Whatever pleases Krishna, that is good. You see, Krishna wanted Yudhishthira. You just say a falsehood. Yudhishthir hesitated. And at last, when he uttered Ashwatthama Hata Iti Gaja.
Yes.
Are you aware of the incident?
Yes, he asked him to lie.
To tell lie. But Yudhishthir hesitated. But submission to Krishna requires whatever he satisfies him, that is truth. The satisfaction of Krishna, that is the final test, and not any event measured by the standard of this world, good or bad. Only the satisfaction of Krishna, the highest criterion of Leela, is there. In Ramchandra we don't find all these things. Niti is getting the upper hand. But in Krishna Leela we find the inner importance, eliminating the external rigidity of morality. You see, Arjun comes in the day of Karnabadha, perhaps. Yudhishthir was insulted by Karna in the battlefield. Yudhishthir came out, and then Arjun Krishna also came for the rest in the midst of war, came for some refreshment. And then Yudhishthir rebuked Arjuna, "You have taken me, entangled me in this war. I was not very in favor of war. I depended on you, and you do not care in fighting sincerely for me. You are there, and the Karna insulted me. Pai to your Gandiva." Then there was a promise of Arjuna that whoever will blame his Gandiva, he will behead his head, or he die himself. So when Yudhishthir blamed the Gandiva, Arjun is about to take out his sword, Krishna, he saw, "What are you doing, fool? Are you going to behead your elder brother to fulfill your promise? What is the value of that promise? Did you not promise 1,000 times that you will make Yudhishthir, your elder brother, a king, emperor? Well, where are those promises? Only you are going to carry out one bogus promise and to behead your elder brother. And so many promises are there in the war field, the battle is continuing in full rage, and you are going to a particular part of your promise, you are going to behead your reverend elder brother. Do you think that this is the of the moral laws? For such bogus thing the moral laws has been created, do you think like that? Eliminating the substance, only taking a part of the form and making much of a molehill. I promised like that. Yes, there are 8 kinds of death. Die. To praise one's own self, that is also a kind of death. So you praise yourself. You are so big. And that is a kind of death. Then Arjuna is so. The purpose, the satisfaction of Krishna, of the center, the absolute good and all consciousness, all knowing, omniscient. His satisfaction, that is the highest criterion of every action. And the other laws are all subsidiary to that law. Do you follow? There are so many laws,
yes,
in so many grades, but the highest, that all leading to the satisfaction of the Krishna, that should be the highest criterion of everything. Krishna Sukhatatpurya. And he is autocrat, absolute, but it is absolute good. That is the justification. Absolute good is autocrat. And we all, are like a military camp, all towards the general. No other, all laws concentrated in the order of the general. He knows better than we all soldiers.
Who can be autocrat? Only absolute good can be autocrat.
Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. Krishna and Guru.
Oh, yes.
Because how will we know what is pleasing to Krishna without Guru?
So so far, it is not, may not be possible to detect his, what is the nature of his satisfaction. So his agent sent by him to me, if I carry out his order, his temperament, I look out, I read and do, then Krishna will say, I have deputed him, and because I am far away from him, so many hindrances. So my deputation is there, and his satisfaction is my satisfaction, is already ordered by me. General, that is the general case. By satisfying Guru, we can satisfy Krishna, because he is in that position by order of Krishna.
জ্ঞান শূন্য ভক্তি জ্ঞান বিশ্বাস অনেক বড়।
So, when I was thinking, be sincere can also make mistakes. Like this Arjunacharya, who was in Bhagavad Gita, he was Ananyas Chintyantumam Yejana Paripashite.
That is possible, rarely. But sometimes, by the influence of Krishna, he is benumbed only to show to the ordinary public a particular picture. The moha utpadam, Krishna, by the special will of Krishna, Arjuna was covered by misunderstanding. And by doing so, by taking Arjuna as a misguided disciple, he delivered the Gita Upadesha, Nimitta Mahatram. Do you follow? Am I not clear?
Nimitta Matram, an agent.
Arjuna was not of that type, but temporarily he was overpowered by the will of Krishna to be in such a position. So many things came out from Arjuna, and he is going to answer all those questions. Temporarily Arjuna was put in such condition by the special power of Krishna to teach the people at large. Arjuna was transformed into such, taken and forced into to be in that position by Krishna's will, to make it Arjuna was forced to take the position of a man, unlearned man, and thereby the public was given the advices of Gita. Arjuna was a nimitta.
What in the case of this Arjunacharya, who was writing, and in this verse, Krishna says, tesham nitya vyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham, that I I come personally. And he was thinking that Krishna must not come personally. He must send someone else. So he changed the writing.
Kalvami. That is not this Arjuna. That is Arjuna Mishra.
Right, Arjuna.
Another person, a pandit, a scholar.
Yes.
A scholar and devotion. And then Arjuna Mishra in Orisha.
But in his case, he was changing the message.
Yes. He could not tolerate the idea that my affectionate Lord, he would carry on his shoulder or on his head what is the needs of his devotee. He could not tolerate, as Jayadev could not tolerate the idea, though it rushed in his mind that Krishna is going to touch the feet of Radha Radhika. In these two cases, Krishna, that I am, what I am pushing in your heart, I am there. Yes, I am Baham Maham. Not Karam Maham, Baham Maham, Baham Maham, Baham Maham. He showed it practically. And in Jayadev's case also, he came and wrote, Dehi Padapallava Mudaram. These are high things. Hare Krishna. Kaur Hare. You'll accept some anukalpa here.
Well, today is Ekadashi.
Ekadashi.
And
no anukalpa?
I've been trying to fast.
Fasting the whole day fast.
Yes.
Don't take any anukalpa. All right.
Because I was thinking I'm a sannyasi. I should try to be a little renounced.
It should be?
Little renounced, renunciation.
He was there.
You should try to do little renunciation.
Oh, sannyasi.
Because you are always saying that beware of renunciation. So do you think this is good or this is...
Between Silla and the Charybdis. Do you know the expression Silla and the Charybdis? I am between Silla and the Charybdis. Near Italy, in Mediterranean, Charybdis is a hidden rock. Charybdis, hidden rock. And another, there is a whirlpool, Silla. So when ship goes through them, between Silla and the Charybdis, if near Charybdis, it will strike against and will be ruined. And if near the Silla, it will come under the course of the whirlpool and will go down. So it is very difficult to pass through Silla and the Charybdis.
Kaila.
So this side is bhog and tag, exploitation, enjoyment, selfish enjoyment, and another side, renunciation. Renunciation and exploitation. Both is dangerous. Renunciation is more dangerous than exploitation. So it is more powerful. More powerful enemy. The tendency of renunciation, that is more powerful enemy to devotion of Krishna than this weak, cheap enemy is that of exploitation. Exploitation is weak enemy, and renunciation is a strong enemy to the...
So in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have to take sannyas for propaganda purposes. But how much renunciation...
That is sham sannyas, to capture those that are in the rank of sannyasi, only for that purpose. Mahaprabhu did, and even took Mayabad sannyas to capture the Mayabadis, because they had the power in their hand. At that time, the society was under the control of Mayabadis, mostly. So he took the garb of Mayabadi sannyas, the acharya, and entering within their camp, he preached that what you are doing, all antique devotion, and that is bad. You are Buddhistic principles, you are trying to enter into the Vedic doctrine, doing a great disservice to the society. Vedasraya nastikko vad buddho ke odhik. Really, you are delivering the goods of the Buddhistic school under the garb of Vedic fashion. That is more dangerous. They are doing great harm to the society.
So,
Varnasrama is the bed, always leads towards Krishna. Krishna bhakti, positive thing, not negative Brahma.
So how should I know how strict to be with myself?
How?
How can I know how strict I should be with myself?
How? How strict?
Yeah, with myself.
How strict, Nagi? How?
How strict?
How should I know how?
How strict I should be.
Strict.
Strict.
Huh?
Or...
Mane. Okay,
we want to know how to do it. We want to know how
to do it.
What sort of strictness I should
as a sannyasi,
observe
I should accept.
As a sannyasi? I should devote my maximum energy to Krishna, and whatever will be favorable to that, I accept that. If fasting is more favorable, the service of Krishna, that is more important. And what will help me for that, I shall do. আপনি যেটা বলেছেন ওই অগ্নিকোণটা বারান্দার অগ্নিকোণটাকে ইয়ে করে ঘিরে যতটুকু দরকার ঘিরে ওইখানটায় ওই ইয়েদি ওয়াদিদি ওই কোনো একটা এ কোনো একটা এখানে একটা এখানে একটা ওই চারটে পিলার
দিয়ে
তাহলে তাই হবে অত পারমানেন্টের জন্য টেম্পারারি একটা ভাঙতে ওইদিকে আসবে করতে হবে তাহলে নকুলকে ওদিকে লাগিয়ে দেন কাঠের বদলে তো পালাটাই নিয়ে এদিকে দেখ পালা তো একটা টেম্পারারি আর এটা পারমানেন্ট জিনিস হবে এর পজিশনটাকে
When our Guru Maharaj, at the time of Diksha, he would request that we follow four principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat, fish, or egg eating, no gambling. And then he would tell us to chant 16 rounds, 16 times. And at the time of initiation in Gaudiya, time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, what would he request of the disciple, of the Shisha?
His main object was to chant Krishna, to preach Krishna under the guidance of superior sadhu, Vaishnava. Under the guidance of Vaishnava, go on preaching Krishna. That is the first thing, most important. Others only helping that life. Of course, the mala may not fasting, that is Mala should not fast. That is, some sort of food should be given to Mala. That is, according to the necessity of the service, if the number, it is necessary to decrease the number, you may do. You doing the kirtan, and this is japa. Yeah. Kirtan is superior to japa. But don't neglect it, but that is the superior, kirtan, Hari kirtan. And do it with utmost power, but to make it valid, pure, guaranteed, you must do it under the direction of a Vaishnava, whom you regard. Kirtan is there. And all other duties, that is the forms of devotion, are subsidiary to kirtan, preaching.
Brihad
Madanga. That was Brihad Madanga in writing. And writing or in orally, go on pushing, Krishna Kirtan, fight with Maya. Fight with Maya. Try to establish Krishna consciousness, driving away the misunderstanding that I am God, I am enjoyer, he is enjoyer, country is enjoyer. Demolish all these things. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And he is such and such. Spread this Krishna consciousness. Once in Janmashtami day, Madhav Maharaj, he was Hayagri Brahmachari at that time. After Prabhupada had to go to Mathura, perhaps to observe the Purushottam Mahasa or something. Anyhow, he had to go to Mathura. And Hayagri Brahmachari, he selected to go one day earlier and to hire a suitable house. And when Hayagri Brahmachari is to go, that was Janmashtami. Prabhupada asked his own cook feed him with rice.
Janmashtami
day. He would have to take a tedious journey, his energy will be wasted, but he has got that important duty to fix a house there, so give him rice. That was his order. But Hayagri hesitated, and his cook also hesitated, Arjan Maharaj. Anyhow, this sagu and the plantain and the curd, all these things together, he took in Janmashtami day.
And rice to, also?
Not rice.
No, he didn't take. He wouldn't take.
And if Professor Sanyal, he was in his position, he must have taken rice. He was so much adherent to the extremely submissive to Prabhupada's order. Uh-huh. He would have said, "Oh, Prabhupada has asked rice, to take rice. I must take rice." That was his contention, line of thought. But Hayagri hesitated. No, annam is necessary. I am strong enough. I shall do the duty. And when Prabhupada wanted to me to eat something in this fasting day, let me have something, anukalpa. And he went on. So for kirtan purpose, when the first party went to England, that Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj and Sambit, they could not make any special arrangement in cooking their prasadam, the ordinary prasadam. Some took pound roti and etc. and some vegetable arrangement was there, but all touch and not separate arrangement, vegetable, non-vegetable, but all connected, mixed together. So some took that touched vegetable.
It's separated.
My Prabhupada approved that. And once Prabhupada was telling in his discussion about Western preaching in Bombay, he told that there should be a Hindu home. A Hindu home should be established, and there will be a Hindu hostel, and there all the Indians should be invited to stay there, and those that are vegetarian, the prasadam will be distributed to them, and non-vegetarians, we shall arrange with a hostel, and they will serve meat there for them. Then I protested. Then if for the non-vegetarian, we arrange with the hostel, to serve meat into our compound, then there will be a bad name of the. What do you say? We must have Vaikuntha Vritti. This expression was uttered by him. Vaikuntha Vritti. I shall do this, I shall not do this, that won't go. Anything I am after, Vaikuntha Vritti, that was, there was a shocking lightning within me. Vaikuntha, what is the meaning of Vaikuntha? Unlimited, unconditioned. So for Krishna, I am to do anything and everything. Such mentality I must have for the purpose of the satisfaction of Krishna. I must be after anything, whatever for his service is necessary. I must do that without considering any consideration to anything else in this world. Then, so he was of such nature, preaching. I am going to preach. Kabuna Bharibe Tumai Vishay Tarango. Yes? Ki katha bolo? Krishna katha? Jale dekho tare kaho Krishna padesh. Amar aggaye guru hoya taro ei desh. Kabuna Bharibe Tumai Vishay Tarango. This worldly wave will never be able to touch you. You are engaged in Krishna consciousness. You must mind that. Kabuna Bharibe Tumai Vishay Tarango. Punarapi Eichhai Pabe Mor Sangha. I am giving order, and again in the process of discharging this duty, you will see me, then I am backing you.
Jai.
Kau
Haribo.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you.
Sri Siddhar Quad. Suicidal quad. In the army, there is a department of suicidal quad, is it not?
The kamikazes. In Japan. Kamikazes.
With some bomb, they entered, jumped into the. What are you calling? Jeta diye dhuaa ote.
In the ocean.
Chimney.
Oh, chimney.
Jumped into the chimney with bumps in their armpits. And thereby two main navies of the British was destroyed by Japan. He is not told, I have to learn anything in the military science, the military administration or the to learn from Japan and none else. After these two incidents, the suicidal. So, from that time, a suicidal quad is formed by every army. They are always, by suicide, committing suicide, they are ready to perform the service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So for us, what is that? Suicidal work.
If we do, he was a Premi Krishna. Premi Bhakta, Birohe Chahe, Morite, Prame Krishna Mirdeshe Napaye Morite. So, but the earnestness to render the service, a devotion, a devotee may risk his life, but he is there, he comes to save him. So at the risk of life, one should go forward to serve Krishna. Your Prabhupada wanted you to send to China, to Russia. But they are so demonic. They may try to kill.
I went to Russia.
You went to Russia.
Yes.
And that Gopal Krishna was sent, that Punjabi?
Yes.
He was sent by your Prabhupada to Russia.
Yes.
India is friendly to Russia. With that advantage, he sent him. Sent him. Gopal Krishna came here the other day.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He was here.
Yes, he came. And he seems to be one of the candidates of the Acharya post.
Yes.
In this meeting, perhaps he will put his application. I am a candidate to be for the post of Acharya. Gopal Krishna, perhaps, that Punjabi gentleman.
But Maharaj, there cannot be a vote, can there?
Huh?
A vote. Say you're going to vote for Acharya.
Vote.
You know, the majority. You will tell your disciples the majority has.
The present case, of course, the vote has some consideration. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Annaya mukha vritti kimba gauna mukha vritti kimba annaya vritti reki vritti pratigna kebol kahaye Krishna ki. That every letter in Bhagavatam is Krishna. This precious idea we must foster. Dialectic method, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Have you read Hegel? Hegel? German philosopher Hegel?
Little. I've heard a little.
His method is dialectic, logic. Thesis, then antithesis, and harmonizing both of them, the greater synthesis. Again, one says that is again thesis, and again antithesis, and harmonizing both the greater synthesis. In this way, the whole world is making progress. That is his theory. Dialectic method. The world is progressing in a dialectic method. Whatever there will be, there will be some opposite conception. And the then the third will come to harmonize both.
That and we must do for preaching.
Huh?
For preaching, we must do like that.
And sometimes by God's will it comes to be effect like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Unni to kichu paben na, unkalpo korben na bolchen.
No, I think I should fast for Krishna.
Unni bolchen, ami sonnyashi hoyechi jokhon, tokhon ektu tyag na korle ki kore hobe. Ekhon eta amra disturb korte jabo. আর একজনকে এই ছিল ওখান থেকে বৃন্দাবন থেকে না, সে তো একটি ছেলে, আর ওই বৃন্দাবন থেকে ওখানকার যে ইনচার্জ ছিল ভেঙ্কটরমন, হি ওয়াজ ইনচার্জ অফ গুরুকুল, কানাডিয়ান
জেন্টলম্যান
যশোদানন্দ, হি কেম হিয়ার বাই তুফান মেল ইন দি ডে অফ একাদশী. And when he reached here during the evening and went to take bath in Ganges and then get some dancing and all these things, circumambulation, then I asked him whether he would take any anukalpa. But generally I don't do. But if you like, then of course I must take Sankalpa. Your will is get her done fasting.
Yes.
That was his decision. He did so.
That's also my decision.
Eh?
That is my decision also. Because I always want your mercy. So if you desire that I take some prasad, I'll do that.
My Guru Maharaj, that maximum energy, you take good food and do good service. That was his maxim. The Krishna is not a liquidated party. Take prasadam full and do full service, maximum service. And whatever is necessary, you take it. And that's for the cause of Krishna. You have to take, not for your own cause. You are Krishna's. So you, if you grow weak, and if you are weak, then hampering in the service, then you will be loser. I am also the loser. My soldiers should be well fed and well working. That was his principle. Half fed soldier, Napoleon told. Half fed. One full fed soldier is equal to 10 half fed soldiers. Something like that, Napoleon told.